This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
But anything I promote is something I already intrinsically believe in. And you could say, well, that's empathy that I feel bad that 30 million people extra are starving to death because of the shutdown of COVID-19. Not because of COVID-19, because of the UN shutdown. And yes, the way God built me is I feel for them. I'm upset. I imagine those starving children. I get angry about that. I think about the left saying there's too many people, and I say, well, then you die first. But see, that's God's perfection, that we don't even know why we think that. We just feel that way because that's the way we're designed. But people cut off from God, they don't have those feelings. And we should feel very sorry for them. But there's also this weird guilt I have. And I'll be honest, my whole life is ruled by guilt. Even though I'm a pretty good person, I always look into every aspect of everything I do. Like, I'm selling vitamins and minerals that are great and high quality, but I'm still like, are they the lowest price? Are they the very best? The media said I'm bad selling these, and I actually, like, and I go, wait a minute. You know you're doing good. You know you care. And it's the same thing with storable food. If they get a successful depression going, which looks like may happen, you need storable food, folks. I got the best company out there. We've got it. They've got the food. The other big companies don't. They're ready to take your orders, and it funds this operation. If it was a straight donation to InfoWars, it would be a good event. So why do we hesitate? Why do we wait? We really shouldn't. You should get the storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They can take your orders now. They have to stop taking orders within a week because the orders are so crazy. They already paused for 2 weeks. But I get guilty getting up here on air and saying, buy my products, buy this, or I won't be on air. Because literally, I won't be. We sold out of all of our inventory last year. At the end of the year, we had almost no inventory, and I spent almost all the money to be able to stay on air and not have money to buy a new product. And then COVID-19 happened, and we sold enough products to buy products for the next 6 months. So you talk about the widow's mite, that was the experience we were having. That's how close. I mortgaged my house, which is fine. I'm happy. My God, I love the smaller house in a normal neighborhood before I moved into the richy-rich neighborhood so I could have a fence around my house from all the stalkers. But what I'm getting at is that I'm totally committed here, but it takes money to fight this fight. And so we have great products like Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's so good for you. We have X3. We have the great hand sanitizer in three different organic varieties, peppermint, and of course, all these other great varieties that you should definitely check out, like eucalyptus and lavender. But that's how we fund ourselves. And it's so biblical how, though, every time, it's like God always keeps my tank at empty. Because I can sell my $2 million house. That would fund stuff like a month here with 100-plus employees and all the bandwidth. I mean, you heard the guest on earlier who's putting out from London Real his own videos with millions of views. He's like, my God, it's like $100,000 for 3 million views. And we're trying to, believe me, that's what I'm saying is, people are like, oh, build your own website. Do your own thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we had like 10 million views this week. Yeah, you ready for the bill? We're building our own infrastructure, and we're not the globalists. And you buying the products does that, and it's a beautiful thing. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get the products you need. Get the storable food while you still can, and fund the operation of the future, because without you, we can't do this. And then I can't just turn the show over to amazing individuals like Jason Jones, filmmaker, humanitarian. He's got a huge TV and, you know, movie star. Who cares? The guy's a patriot. That's what really matters. The guy's a Christian fighting for the unborn. If we're not here, who will be? So I just want to thank the listeners again for your support, because I love this work, and that's all I care about. I'm willing to die for this work. In fact, I'm more than willing to die. It's kind of sick, but I just need you to keep me in the game, so I salute you and I thank you. So Jason Jones is about to take over. On the other side, he's amazing. He exposed all these empty hospitals. That's now confirmed. We're not saying the virus is a hoax, folks. We're just saying it's way overblown. Jason Jones is taking over. He's got a huge list of incredible guests today. So believe me, you do not want to miss the next 50 4 minutes of transmission. Then Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room. We'll be right back, folks. Keep the faith. We're going to win.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, and thank you to Alex and his team for giving us this hour. I know how precious this time is, and so I worked hard to get the best guests for you with the information that you would need, and we have a great show today. We have Kevin Sorbo, I think arguably the biggest TV star of the 90s. He was Hercules. He's had an incredible career. And we fell in love with him not just because of his acting, but because of his courageousness and standing for Christ. And why does it have to take courage in Hollywood, Kevin Sorbo, to say you love America? But it does take courage. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
That's a good question. I don't know why. I mean, you know, in an industry that screams for tolerance and screams for freedom of speech, it's pretty much a one-way street. But it's been an interesting ride. You know, Hollywood owes me nothing. I had two great series around for 12 years, and since then I've been very busy doing independent movies. I've shot over 60 movies in the last 15 years. Not all of them are winners, but I've done a lot of good ones out there. You know, like God's Not Dead and Soul Surfer and Able Seal, Let There Be Light, and my newest documentary, Before the Wrath. So I'm staying busy, thank God. I got 3 new movies to come out. It's just... when are they going to open movie theaters again? You know, we got to wait until we get that okay before the people get to see those movies.
Well, you're in all of my family's favorite movies. We actually have a saying, it's my favorite movie that doesn't star Kevin Sorbo when we talk about other films. And you have a new movie, Before the Wrath, and a lot of people in the entertainment business were lamenting the lockdown, yeah, the closing of the theaters. But this seems to be one film that's timely because in this lockdown... where, you know, this lockdown is going to give us fortitude, it's going to give us empathy, and it's going to direct us towards God. And your documentary was at number one on Amazon. I think it's still at number 4. And I want everyone watching, you have to see this powerful, intriguing new documentary that's yours, Kevin. Tell us about Before the Wrath.
Oh, it's a wonderful education documentary dealing with perfectly what's going on really in our world today. It deals with discoveries through the Gospel of Matthew, which a lot of the scholars are looking at now to show of talk about the second coming of Christ. Obviously, you don't know when and where that's going to happen, but it's an interesting look at it in an educational way. It's also a love story. I mean, it's actually sort of like a because it deals with a wedding to sort of relate to how Jesus will come back. And it's kind of like a prophecy chick flick, if you'd like. And, it's interesting going on, like I said, with the COVID-19 right now, it's a perfect response to why we have faith in the Lord's return. Because there's people looking for answers right now. I'm looking at I left California about a year ago. I live in Florida now, but we saw a pastor that we loved, Pastor Rob, back in Thousand Oaks. And he said now that, he's doing what most pastors are doing. They're doing it by the internet. And he said they're getting 5 times more people watching him, listening to his sermons than would normally come into the church there. So it's incredible. It's, people aren't looking for answers right now. They're searching. They want to understand why this is going on, why we're having to go through what we have to go through, and do we have to deal with all this fear? Because right now the media loves the fear, right? They love to keep us tied up in bondage, and I think I'm not to poo-poo what's going on out there right now, but we're not getting all the facts, folks, and I think most people are realizing that now.
Well, yes, we're being driven to fear. Here in Honolulu, the news said we have a 7% mortality rate. Even by their own statistics, it's 0.7, but if you really do the math, it's probably 0.007. And but they had a big card on the screen, 7% mortality rate. New York has the siren. And Alex's last segment was all about courage. My favorite quote is Marcus Aurelius. Learning how to die is learning how to be a free man. And scripture always calls us to silence, to quiet. When we're quiet, when we're silent, we inevitably start thinking about God. And I think we're all tired. Everybody, I don't know about you, my family, we binge watched frivolous, entertaining things for the first 2 weeks of the shutdown. And now we're over it. I don't want to watch anything without meaning. And this is something I think everybody is going to want to watch.
I'm with you.
Kevin, you
brought up... I hope they do. And I'm also telling people... Go ahead.
Oh, you brought up that this is a love story. And I've privileged to be friends with you and your wife, Sam, and it's a beautiful love story. Right now, we're hearing that domestic abuse shelters are full across the country. Domestic abuse is at a higher rate than ever. Families are they're not paying their mortgages. Their refrigerator's running out of food. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi has all the ice cream in the world is in her big $20,000 freezer. You and your wife are doing something tonight that I think is really beautiful, and it's really needed. It's a date night. And can you tell us, tell everyone about what's happening tonight?
Well, I hope you can join us. It's 8:30 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, so judge accordingly to the time zone you're in. I think that, what are we, 6 hours behind you? What is it, 2:30 there in Hawaii?
Yeah, no, it's a nine. Nine now, so that's advanced math for me.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a couple hours in Hawaii, but this is all over the world. So
it's 8:30 p.m. So we're going to be 8:30 p.m. though tonight is what I'm saying.
Eastern
for the event. So I know it's only 3 o'clock here and it's 9 o'clock where you are. But go to Homegrown Generation. That's one word. HomegrownGeneration.com/date. HomegrownGeneration.com/date. Get all the information. Log in, and my wife Sam and I are going to be on there, and we're going to do a bunch of Q&As. We're going to talk about marriage and faith and love and life and. I hope you guys can join us. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's going to be, we don't have, who has the perfect marriage? No one has a perfect marriage, but it really comes down to faith and fighting through the negative times in life to get to the positive times in life, because the good always outweighs the bad. And to think that life is going to be, there's a greener side, it's not true. It's not true. You got married for a reason, and you got to find what that reason is again if you're having problems in your marriage. But really, this is just going to be, it's going to be a fun evening. It's going to have a lot of laughs. We got some good stories to tell, true stories about my own relationship with Sam, and I hope people enjoy this and find out that we're pretty much just like anybody else out there and the problems we go through. But we know what you just mentioned is a rough time for people. And our government's got to do something. It blows my mind that even something like this they use to politicize their own agenda. It's unbelievable.
So they don't. What's interesting about people who love people, they look to serve. They look to solve a problem. So you hear that families are being torn apart, marriages are struggling, and you and your wife create a date night. And you don't try to politicize it. You try to serve those vulnerable families. But it's hard to believe that there are people who hear this and go, oh, another opportunity to shove our agenda down America's throat.
Yeah. This is not, there's no agenda here. This is just to have a good time, be a positive time in a negative world right now, guys. And we know that people are hurt and we know that people need help. And, we got to get back to work. We got to get a country moving again.
You know, we got a minute 30 left, Kevin.
And they're not going to go away.
I'm sorry, Kevin. There's a little bit of a delay. There was a little bit of delay. We got about a minute 30 left. And I just want to let you know that in my family, we homeschool. And so we're studying Greek mythology now. Part of what our children are watching now is Hercules.
I think a good place for people, if you're looking for things to watch, you got the Date Night Tonight, you got Before the Wrath, but a good place to start is at your IMDb and just start with the most recent films, work your way down, and maybe by the time you're done watching Kevin Sorbo movies, they'll free us from our homes. And I want to thank you for your courage. I first met you maybe over 10 years ago at an event in Hollywood, and you embolden people like me to stand up. In the earlier segment, Alex said, when you do the right thing and you think you're risking your career, actually, funny thing how that works, it blesses your career. And I think you're an example of that. Someone, you and your wife have been daring, you've taken risks, and you've had this big, beautiful career because you've taken those risks. And I want to thank you. Your Twitter is one of my favorite Twitter accounts. I love following you on Twitter. How do people follow you?
They go to it's Chase Sorbs, hashtag Chase Sorbs, J-S-O-R-B-S. Then go to KevinSorbo.net, KevinSorbo.net, all kinds of information. I got a book, True Faith, that just came out. It's follow-up to my book, True Strength. You can order autographed copies there if you want, or my DVDs are there as well. But I'm telling people they should definitely check out. I got a lot of family movies in there.
Thanks,
I think people
Kevin.
Will enjoy it. Thank you.
Brother.
Take care.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. I am Jason Jones, host of the Jason Jones Show. My next guest, Taylor Marshall, is an author. He's an academic. He's an intellectual. He is the most disruptive Catholic commentator, blogger, YouTuber in the world. And I brought Taylor on to talk about the Vatican Big Scandal, the infiltration of the deep state into the Catholic Church. And a lot of this is going to be coming to light now that Cardinal Pell has been released from prison in Australia, who is leading the investigations into the Vatican Bank scandal. Taylor Marshall, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Jason, great to be back with you.
So, brother, the reason I wanted you on, you wrote this incredible book, Infiltration, on the deep states, even really darker maybe than the deep states, infiltration of the Catholic Church. And we've known about this from Scripture. Saints like Tychonius wrote in the 3rd century that there would be an anti-church within the church at the end times. This is a big topic. Can we enter the door of the infiltration of the deep state into the church through the Vatican Bank? The Bank scandal is maybe our door.
Yeah, I mean, the big news really the past week is Cardinal Pell, who's the Australian cardinal, was released from prison after allegations. And he's back, and he did an interview, and he talked about how he'd been appointed. He was one of the 9 cardinals appointed by Pope Francis to reform the Vatican Curia, and he was over finances. He was over Vatican Bank. And he talks about billion in discrepancies, scandals. And this was big news because when he was first appointed, this is kind of the risky job when you're auditing Vatican bank accounts. Is he going to get killed? Is he going to get framed? Is he going to be put in prison?
We joked about it, Taylor. When he got the job, people were joking. Cardinal Pell didn't kill himself. Cardinal Pell is going to get framed up. Then he gets framed up, and then the Australian government forbids journalists to cover the trial. Really unprecedented in the English-speaking world.
Yeah, it was a crazy situation. And, you know, now that he's out and he's saying, yes, there is corruption, and we don't know how high or deep it long it goes is the language. And he says that the corruption doesn't go quite up to the Pope himself, but almost to the Pope. So this is sort of reopening the scandal, because in 2012, there's a major scandal in which the Pope's butler was releasing documents, and it was published in print. It was published in a book. That butler was tried by the Vatican. He was found guilty, and then he was pardoned by the Pope. And it was just weeks after all that happened that the Pope himself, in really a historical moment, announced that he was going to resign from the papacy. And that night, the Vatican was struck by lightning. And the next day, the Vatican ATM machines and all that started working again. So there's something going on. There's something very rotten in the Vatican finances going back as far as 2012.
Taylor, that Vatican being struck by lightning, if you're not Catholic, you may not know that this happened. When the resignation was announced, it was live. They had live cameras there. And 2 huge lightning strikes strike the Vatican, unlike anything you've ever seen. And the only thing that has been as unusual is when Obama, I was in Illinois when Obama was elected, and the winning 6, the winning 3 was 666, and the winning 4 was 7779. And when things like this happen, you're just like, that's really unusual.
Yeah. It's a sign. So, you know, people are now, you know, that story kind of died down since 2012, 2013. But now with Pell release, we're realizing that there has been like you said, a deep state infiltration into the Catholic Church. That's the thesis of my book, Infiltration. My argument is that this financial and moral and doctrinal corruption and infiltration doesn't just go back to the 80s or even the 60s or 50s. It actually goes back to the mid 1800s. And that's the argument I make in Infiltration, all the way up to the major Vatican Bank scandal that happened in the 60s and culminated around 78, 79. That's the movie Godfather 3, if you've ever seen it. That's the premise of that film. And then it opens up again, like we see in the early 2000 teens. And then now it's back. So this will be a big story running through 2020 of, you know, 2018, 2019 with sexual scandals in the Vatican and in the Catholic Church worldwide. We're going to see more of that, but we're going to now start seeing the dominoes falling in a cascade of financial scandals in the Catholic Church going all the way up into the walls of Vatican City.
Taylor, I'm glad you brought up the sexual scandals because our next guest made a documentary called Out of Shadows. And it's about sexual scandals in Hollywood and the occult in Hollywood. And your book is about the occult in the Catholic Church, sexual scandals in the Catholic Church. Wherever this deep state goes, I don't know what you would call it, whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's in the Catholic Church, it brings with it child sex abuse. It brings with it violence, financial crimes, the occult. But people will point to the entertainment industry and everyone in it, or they will point to the Catholic Church and they will condemn the church or they will condemn the entertainment industry by the deep state. What would you call it? The occult, really, right? It's the occult working through instruments of influence.
Yeah, in the Catholic Church, I mean, we see this as Satanism. We see it as the occult. We see it as Freemasonry. All of these groups are focused on, we are not saved and redeemed and elevated by Jesus Christ dying on the cross and rising again on the third day. They believe that we can reach into our own human nature by divination, magic, spells, and lift ourselves up to become our own gods. That's the lie from Genesis. Genesis 3, that's what the serpent, the devil, tells Adam and Eve. You can be your own gods by your own agency. So anything that's, I mean, ultimately that is Satanism, that is Freemasonry, that is the occult. We're going to lift ourselves up. We are going to do the alchemy of turning our leaden human nature into divine gold, but it's a lie. It's a lie. And it always brings with it the child trafficking, the sexual immorality, and the financial corruption that we see in the political sphere and in the Christian sphere.
So what would you say to people who point to the scandals and judge the church by it?
Well, I mean, there's always been infiltration from the very beginning. I mean, as Christians, we believe that of the angels, a third of them fell. Satan was one of the good guys, and he betrayed his king, his God. We see Judas Iscariot. And then even our Lord Jesus Christ is repeatedly saying, in the kingdom of God, there'll be wheat. And there'll be tares. There'll be wheat and weeds. He says there'll be false prophets. He says there'll be false pastors, false leaders, false Christ. I mean, if you look around and your church doesn't have wheat and tares and falseness in it, you're not in the church that Christ was talking about, the kingdom of God that he was talking about, because he tells us there will be infiltration and betrayals, even betrayals with a kiss, within the kingdom of God, within the church. So this is to be expected. Satan is never going to let off. He's going to continue to attack from within. It's always better to attack within than without. It's more sinister that way. And so we always...
Taylor, we're down to our last 30 seconds. I want people to get your book, Infiltration. I want them to... How do they follow you on Twitter and watch your show?
Twitter, my name Taylor R. Marshall, and I have a big podcast on YouTube called The Dr. Taylor Marshall Show, and you can get the book Infiltration at Amazon or bookstores, wherever books are sold.
Taylor, thanks for your courage, and thank you for fighting the deep state in the church.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that you can get high-quality, horrible food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, and I can't believe that I was able to get this guest, Brad Martin. I actually, after the Out of Shadows documentary came out, I had been doing podcasts on Q and questioning Q. Everyone was sending this to me. I messaged him through Facebook. I looked him up on IMDb. Brad Martin is clearly one of the most successful stuntmen and stunt coordinators in Hollywood history. Knew he'd be a busy guy, an important guy. Didn't think he'd message me, and he got right back to me. And I didn't know what connected Kevin Sorbo, Taylor Marshall, and Brad until listening to the last segment of the last hour, listening to Alex talk about courage. And what Kevin Sorbo have in common with Taylor and Brad is courage. And Brad has had a career. Every day he had to develop courage by doing some of the most daring stunts in Hollywood history. And with Out of Shadows, that might have been the most courageous, daring move of his life. Brad, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me, Jason.
So, brother, here you are. You have a career that's set. It's in motion. It's getting bigger and bigger. You're growing in the industry. And then you are exposed to these uncomfortable truths. You could have looked the other way. You could have ignored it. But yet you did this very unusual thing, this daring and brave thing, and joined the Out of Shadows documentary team. Can you explain to me your thought process in that? I mean, was it where you...
Yeah, well, a big step happened prior to doing the doc. I woke up in 2015 and I realized what I was lending my efforts to. And I was disgusted with the message I was putting out there. I realized that everything I was putting out there was a lot of it, especially for me, the action and everything, and violent action for that matter, was desensitizing people. And what I realized what I was doing then, I quit the business. I left for 3 years. I was disgusted with myself. I wanted to send a good message to my kids. And I realized that I'm not doing that at all. So I left. And then my buddy Mike Smith called me a year after that. And he found out that I was awake and he had woken up at the same time. As you can see from the documentary, it happened while he was while he had an accident. He broke his back. And I was all in. I grew up in the industry loving the business. I was a very well-known stuntman. I climbed the ranks up to the point where I was action directing some big movies. And when I walked away, I turned down three of my biggest jobs of my life. So I love the craft. I love what I do, but I want to send out a better message. And I wasn't getting the offers and the options to make movies that did so. So, I told Mike I would do the doc, and my reason for that was to, well, a couple folds is obviously to enlighten the people in the world as to what Hollywood is all about, but also to hopefully I can shake things up a little bit and maybe I can put my name out there for the good people in Hollywood, that want to make good movies, that would like to use me, because that's where I want to put my efforts.
Well, you know, you and I were talking about this offline, that below the line, the working people, the working class people that make these movies, really, from the Teamsters driving the trucks, to the art department, to the construction coordinator, to the stuntmen, to the writers, so many of these people share our values. And they kvetch. We complain. And that's how I became a producer, and all my producing partners became producers. Some of them were working for the studios. They walked away because they couldn't stay in the Hollywood system and make the types of movies they would be proud of. Now here you have Out of Shadows that I don't even need to set it up. I think everyone watching now has seen it. How many millions of people have seen Out of Shadows just on your site?
Just on our side, I think it's over 10 million by now. And I've heard numbers somewhere upwards of 80 plus million on all the reposts and translations that we've had. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 13 days.
It's come to me from every direction, from my liberal friends, from my conservative friends, Christian friends, atheist friends. Everyone's sending it to me, asking me, what do you think about the occult in Hollywood, the ritualistic abuse of children in Hollywood? And that's why I'm glad that I watched it. Now, what's next for you and your team? You have this documentary. It's exposing the reality that of these crimes that are taking place in and around the entertainment industry. While most people are doing the normal day business of making movies, sort of the people that control the industry with their agendas and what they're about. I even just saw an ad for this Lady Gaga special that was just horrifying, with its occult imagery for this one world symbol. So what's next? Where are you guys going from here with this?
Well, going back to what you said before about just talking about the crews on these movies. We, as a crew member in film, a lot of the time we work sometimes upwards of 16, 17 hours a day, and sometimes 7 days a week for months at a time. And the crew puts their heart and soul into these projects. And we don't have time for politics. We don't have time to research what's going on in the world. We wake up in the morning, go straight to work, and you know, by the end of the day, we're exhausted. We go home and go to bed. And these are just hardworking people. And I just want people to know, you know, there's also people higher up that have the abilities to make great movies, such as myself and Mike Smith, that can do this kind of things. And this, what I'm hoping for is this just opens the opportunities for us. So where are we going with this? We obviously are just trying to open up these opportunities for us. We are reaching out to, I mean, people, investors and other people have reached out to us, but at the same time, we're also putting it out there that we would like to be connected and contacted by these people because we still have a passion for this business and we still want to send a message. We're very good at what we do. We're very good storytellers with the film medium. And let's send out a good message. Let's change the industry. I think that I can speak for many of you out there as well that we're all tired of this Hollywood propaganda. We're all tired of this violent action. It doesn't send a good message.
Yeah, we're tired of going to Amazon, going to Netflix, going to Hulu, going to the theater, looking up, not anything that you want to watch. Or even if there's a beautiful story, they always have this commercial, this reprobate commercial, maybe just 30 seconds or 60 seconds in the film. My producing partner, Eduardo Verofsky, calls it hair in the soup. But he said, they're always hair in the soup. But if you have hair in the soup every day, you're going to die of a hairball.
Yeah, and something that we touch upon in the documentary, and I hear Alex say all the time too, is choice. You think you have choice, but there's only five companies that own basically all the media in the world, or 80% of the media in the world. So, and most of Hollywood as well. So, the choice that you think you have is very thin. You talk about Disney, Lucasfilms, and Fox and Marvel, I mean, that's all one entity right there. You think you have four choices, but that's one choice right there.
You know, on that note, I'm a big MMA fan, and I saw Dana White. He was like, we're going to hold the UFC. We're going to find a place. There'll be no audience. We're going to hold the fight. We'll test our fighters. We'll do everything. Then he came out in the news a couple days later. The UFC, he said Disney, turns out Disney, in a way, controls ESPN, which controls, owns, has this deal with UFC. Dana White said, I got a call from the president of Disney, and I canceled the fight. And I heard that the day after I watched your documentary. And I said, here we go. Who would imagine that somebody from Disney would make Dana White have to take a knee? And that is the reality. That is the reality.
Yeah, these entities
are
very powerful.
The producers are on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, these entities are so powerful. Well, first of all, they control the distribution. They control where the content comes out from. So you can have the intention of making the most awakening, the most awoke movie in the world, but no one's going to distribute it. It's not going to get out there. And I just got to say this about Out of Shadows, that I've never seen anything like this before. In my 30 years in the business, I mean, obviously the internet is, you know, only came, is around in the last 20 years, but the explosion that this movie has had is unbelievable to the point where I can't think of anything else other than a higher power and the connection with the spirit and God that's connecting with everybody and sending this out to the world. I'm humbled and it's unbelievable.
Well, Brad Martin, thank you very much. I hope everyone follows you on Twitter and shares Out of Shadows. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you, Jason.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So for this segment, we did something different. We did something special. I have become the biggest fan of Generation Z. Their scrappiness and their commitment to American-style freedom. Freedom, I discovered through my son, my 13-year-old son. He's always on TikTok showing me these videos, fighting back, fighting the globalists, fighting for freedom, fighting for the Second Amendment, standing for life. Little videos made by young people. And I said, this generation is special. And then I became friends with a young woman, Tiana. She had a show called Left to Left in Hawaii. She was the biggest anti-Trump person in the state. She would lead these protests in Waikiki. They would disrupt tourists. And they were on the news every night. And then all of a sudden, I see that she became a conservative. She's a typical Gen Zer. She realized she had been lied to. That upset her. She looked for the truth. And now she's fighting back. So we've created a segment we're going to do for you every week. Every week that I have the privilege of hosting an hour, it's called OK Zoomer, because I want Zoomers to tune into InfoWars. I want Generation Z. They are the InfoWar generation, because I'm halfway to the end zone at best. You need to have all the beautiful freedom that I have had my entire life. You need to take it. We're going to help you, but you need to take it. And so this is just for you, Gen Z, and for those of you parents and friends of Gen Z, OK Zoomer with Tiana from Left to Left Show.
What's up, guys? My name is Tiana Elisara, and welcome to this week's episode of OK Zoomer, where I talk about the most interesting stories in culture and politics today through the eyes of a Gen Zer. Today we're going to be covering nude photographs and ice cream. Yeah. What more of a combination could we possibly want in our news cycle among the biggest pandemic my generation has seen yet? Usually it's not good etiquette to pull down the pants and snap a picture of your most prized possession. Usually that'll either, you know, get you wound up in handcuffs and put on a list, if you know what I mean. Maybe even ignored by your office crush. However, with this particular situation that just happened in New York, I think we can collectively agree that this is one of the only cases where this move is hilariously patriotic. And that's only if you're saying a big
nope
to the government.
Crowd, when you see a line that's not distance, when you see a supermarket that's too crowded, anything, you can report it right away so we can get help there to fix the problem.
Last Saturday, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York City urged, as part of a new city effort to curb the coronavirus, for its citizens to snap photos of each other who weren't complying with the social distancing law. Yeah, you heard it right. He wanted people to start snitching. De Blasio said that you could simply snap a photo of an offending person or crowd, set the location on the image, and text it to a hotline number. Repeat offenders could face up to $1,000 in fines. However, the response was not exactly what he was asking for. Here are some of my favorite responses. First up, we got quite a creative arrangement of gummy bears that I had to censor because you can probably guess what it is. And a sign that says, eat a bag of very creative. Next, we have a text graphic reading, here's a number to report people for fishing or enjoying the outdoors, 1-800 I'm a Nazi. Also fitting. Someone texted a picture of Hitler with the words, to those turning in your neighbors and local businesses, you did the right thing. Solid analogy. And lastly, just someone is fed up with the hotline. It was also confirmed that there was a bunch of pics sent to the text hotline as well. I'm pretty sure we can leave that one off the screen. As silly as the picture sent in sound, it's still kind of alarming that the mayor of New York City thinks it's okay to use tactics from the Hitleresque era to govern his people. Former NYPD Sergeant Joseph Giacolone warns that pitting stranger versus stranger with such high stakes could result in acts of random violence. The former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, also joined in the chorus of criticism, saying, urging citizens to film non-compliant individuals reminds me of one of the tactics used in the country where he spent his honeymoon, Cuba. The beauty of technology. Funny how it works, huh? In other news, while millions of Americans are getting laid off, families struggling to put food on the table, and people literally dying from the coronavirus, it's good to know that our elected officials are bragging about how well stocked they are on gourmet desserts.
Out of that $350 billion fund to help small businesses and its workers get through the shutdown,
it will be up to Congress to restock it.
But Democrats blocking that move this morning.
They asked for $250 billion in 48 hours. I said, well, I don't think so. They objected, and I congratulate the Senate Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi, what are you going to share with us from your home?
Chocolate candy.
Thousands have been forced to wait for hours at food banks all across the country.
Chocolate, and then we have some other chocolate here. We just got to restock the ice cream.
You don't want to eat up everything all at one time.
I can't do it much longer. I'm trying so hard.
So we say enjoying.
Having to admit that, yeah, we're starving, and
I like it better than anything else.
Taping this segment, there are 22 million people out.
This specific program is about stopping job losses today.
This is Nancy Pelosi on a late night show showing off her $24,000 fridge stocked up with a plethora of gourmet ice cream and expensive chocolates. This video comes after she blocked funds for America's suffering small businesses. House Republicans have attempted for over a week now to pass a clean funding bill to replenish funds for the Paycheck Protection Program. Pelosi called it a stunt, however, and claimed that there was no data as to why we need it. So picturing how she wants to totally, you know, not help small businesses and families all around the country, what I'd like to do is propose a name change. Nancy Pelosi to Nancy Antoinette. There is a glaring similarity to Pelosi and the Queen of France during the French Revolution, Marie Antoinette. As her famous words, "Let them eat cake," can now be dubbed as Pelosi's "Let them eat ice cream" of today. As the story goes, it was the Queen's response upon being told that her starving peasant subjects had no bread. The anecdote has been cited as an example of Marie Antoinette's obliviousness to the conditions and daily lives of ordinary people.
I just wonder.
And no. Don't think that there wasn't a shortage of memes here, too. First off, one says, "We need help and we're starving." And here is Pelosi saying, "I have lots of chocolate ice cream." There's also a picture of Nancy Pelosi. Whoever did this Photoshop was awesome. They said, "Go on his show. It will humanize you," they said. "The public needs to see that you are suffering too," they said. I wish I was suffering with a freezer full of ice cream right now. Nancy, I can't even go to the store if I don't have a face mask on. I can't even go to the store to buy ice cream past 11 p.m. or else I'd probably be arrested. Yeah, I'm glad that your freezer is stocked. The rest of us are suffering, just letting you know. This is just another example of how the elites of our government are going to be taken care of while the country they claim to serve burns up in flames with a spoonful of Rocky Road in their mouth. Thank you, Alex Jones and Jason Jones, for having me on, and I'll see you next time.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Tiana, and I hope everyone subscribes to at Left to Left Show. And you support the Zoomers, Generation Z, as they march against the globalists and as they march to have the same freedoms that you and I have enjoyed and that Americans have enjoyed for generations. To have an hour of the Alex Jones Show is an unbelievable privilege. And to offer you my thanks, we're giving you my book for free for a donation of $20 at thegreatcampaign.org. This audience has been so overwhelming in their support that we're going to be about 2 weeks behind. We just had to order a whole new shipment of books, The Race to Save Our Century. I hope you follow me at The Jason Jones Show, my podcast on YouTube at The Jason Jones Show, and my Twitter is at Jason Jones Show. I love the conversation I've been having with Alex's audience and with all of you info warriors. And the line of gesture with all of my guests today is courage. Like the previous guest said on Alex's show last hour, what are we afraid of? The one thing I fear is that my posterity lives in tyranny. The one thing I fear is that my posterity suffers through war and poverty. But it's up to us. We can leave our children and grandchildren a culture of life, a culture of love, a culture of beauty. We can leave them freedom. To do that, it's five principles. Number one, we need to promote the incomparable beauty of the human person, the inviolable dignity. Number two, the transcendent moral order. There is a law above the laws of man. There is a natural law, and we have rights that the government must kneel to. We do not kneel. Subsidiarity. We need to pull power away from distant, unelected bureaucracies. Should not be telling my local surf shop they can't rent surfboards. Number four, the humane economy. Freedom is grounded in private property. We are the kings of our castle. And finally, solidarity. If all of us seek to shoulder the burdens of the most vulnerable in our community, we advance all of these five whole life principles, our posterity safe. Thank you, Info Warriors. Thank you, Alex Jones. You have incredible producers. And God bless you. Aloha.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.